Bloomington High School South's Sounds of South, directed by Gwen Whitten Epchurch, presents Fiddler on the Roof by Bach and Harnack in performances on October 23rd, the 30th, and the 6th in Carmichael Hall, showtime there at 8 o'clock. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Our guests are Levi Westman and Jordan Goodman. Thanks very, very much for coming in. We're delighted to have a chance to talk to you. And
thank you.
Want to hear just a little bit about the show. And first, tell me, Levi, what about shows before?
This is actually my fourth show. I've been in Sounds of South for 4 years now. And we've done Hello Dolly, Carousel, and Brigadoon. And this is now Fiddler on the Roof. This is actually my third role I've had. I've had a role in Carousel and Brigadoon, so it's kind of stage of second home now.
You've been around the map here. In just a moment, we'll talk a little bit more about the show, but first let's ask Jordan Goodman about her history with Sounds of South.
Well, like Levi, this is also my fourth year in the group, so this is my fourth musical while actually being a member of Sounds of South, but I was in two other Sounds of South productions before I was in high school. I was in Oklahoma and The Music Man as kind of a guest little kid in the show.
So you've actually managed to come up with quite a track record.
Yes.
Now tell us a little bit more about the production here. I understand that some of the direction for the stage work and the orchestra in the pit is Chris Miller, and also that this time the dance choreography actually comes from some students. Mm-hmm. Who are they?
Well, we have three students who are mainly working on the choreography this year. Megan McGuire, Nick Heinzen, and Rachel Hoffman have all kind of collaborated their talents to choreograph many of the major dance numbers of the show, and it turned out really great.
Yeah, it turned out fantastic.
It's kind of neat that in addition to singing and to acting, we also have some other opportunities in theater, in these after-school productions and things like that. Levi, who do you play?
I play the role of Laser Wolf, the butcher.
Laser is the person whom the family think would be a good match.
Golda, Tevye's wife, thinks it's a great match because I'm so wealthy. Tevye doesn't exactly think it's the greatest thing because he prefers a scholar. But after a while, I kind of con him in, you know, tell him, you know, this is the best match for his daughter's idol. And he basically agrees. And as time goes on, it comes out that Zidal doesn't want to marry Laser. And so I kind of have a bummer of a role, to tell you the truth. You know, don't end up getting the lady at the end, but it doesn't really matter.
Tevye and his children and his wife, of course. Jordan, who do you play?
I play the role of Hoddle, which is Tevye's second daughter. And let's see, the story is really centered around Tevye's daughters and their relationships with men and their marriages. And Tevye struggles a lot with tradition in the show. It's a really big underlying theme. And his daughters kind of break away from the tradition. They don't arrange their marriages in the traditional way. And Hoddle, my character, doesn't even ask permission from her father to get married. But she does ask for his blessing, but the parents are kind of left out of the decision-making. My character really kind of represents the struggle that Tevye goes through. And, you know, does he let his daughters break this tradition? How important is tradition?
Do you run into any of this at home? Does your father ever say, it's a tradition?
Sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes, but definitely not in the case that it is in Fiddler on the Roof. It's definitely not as strict. We're living in much more modern times. But
as I remember in Fiddler on the Roof, it's a tradition that it's a tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
We've been talking with Levi Westman and Jordan Goodman. They're two of the actors and singers and dancers who appear in Sounds of South's production of Fiddler on the Roof. It's on October 23rd, October 30th, and November 6th in Carmichael Hall, showtime at 8 o'clock. The production overseen by Gwen Whitten Upchurch with stage direction and leading from the pit by Chris Miller. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.